Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 117. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, which wert and art and evermore shalt be. Hymn number 117. The scriptural this morning will be given by Wendy from South Carolina.
I will read from the Bible. Psalms. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Isaiah. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 329. The heavens declare the glory of him who made all things. Each day repeats the story, each night its tribute brings. To earth's remotest border, his mighty power is known. In beauty, grandeur, order, his handiwork is shown. Hymn number 329.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice Christian Science better in our daily lives. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you will also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11. And that Sunday school has children attending from all over the country, actually. It has a dedicated teleconference number, and many of our students don't live in the area and attend by telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child also can attend our Sunday school. Just call us, we'll give you the number, and our teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting that meets every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m. There you can hear testimonies of healings, of lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And you can also give your own testimony of healing if you have had a healing of Christian Science. We would love to hear about it. And at all of our services, we have a nursery available for children and infants and toddlers, not children, but the very young ones. So if you do live in the area and attend, you can bring the whole family. Our outreach is through 17 different websites in 17 different languages, where the pure truth of Christian Science is reaching millions upon millions of people around the world, in many cases in their own language. And everything that our websites offer is offered free of charge. You can download, read, listen to, print anything that is on any of our websites free of charge. And in addition to that, we have a wonderful website for children, which has got some of the basic things that every child needs to learn about God and therefore learn about themselves. So if you to access the children's website, just go to our main English website, and the quick links section has a number of links, and on that list is the children's website. So your children will actually love to see it. And there's an article that is being featured on our English language website that I'd like to point out. And the article is entitled Creative Force and Atomic Power by Paul Smiley. It's a lengthy article, but it explains very clearly how things got created in the first place. Important to remember. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy, which attests to the healing power of studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will now be given by Debbie from Illinois.
Page 442. Until about 1 year ago, I had no thought of investigating Christian Science. Previous to that time, it had been presented to me in such a way that I condemned it as unreasonable and absurd. At that time, it was presented to me in a more reasonable light. I determined to divest myself of prejudice as far as was possible and investigate it, thinking that if there was anything in it, it was good for me as well as others, that I surely needed it, and if I found no good in it, I could then with some show of reason condemn it. I had been reading Science and Health about 2 weeks when one morning I wanted my cane. It had been misplaced, and while looking for it, the thought came to me, if all is mind, I need no cane. I went out without it, have not used it at all since, and do not need it as a support, but for a time I did miss it from my hand. I had used it for years as a support to a very lame back. I before went much stooped, because it pained me to straighten up. But from the time I laid my cane aside, I straightened up, free from pain. Occasionally, I have had a slight pain in my back, but it is nothing to compare with what it had been. In a short time after laying my cane aside, my pipe and tobacco went into the street and have not returned. I had smoked for 65 years and chewed for 50. I have no desire for either of them. In fact, the smoke is offensive to me. Many times before I had tried to quit, but the desire for it was so strong that I would go back to it. And when I tried to taper off, I would make the taper end the longest. Many other physical claims have disappeared, and it is a common thing for acquaintances to say when they meet me, "You look better than I've seen you for years. What have you been doing?" My reply is, I not only look better, but feel better and am better. And Christian Science has done it. With all this, I seem to have very little spiritual understanding of the truth. Am endeavoring to get more, but it seems slow. If there is a shorter road to it than I have found, I would like to be directed to it. J.S.M., Joplin, Missouri.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 24 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Is the universe, including man, evolved by atomic force? The golden text is from Revelation. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The responsive reading is from Psalms. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts.
Praise ye him, sun and moon, all ye stars, all ye stars of light.
Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created.
He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass.
Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word.
Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Bruce will now read.
I will read from the Bible. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. 1 Kings. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, and with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." And Elijah said unto them, "Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape." And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baken on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Psalms. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Romans. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Isaiah. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Amos. For lo, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name.
Lenny from Georgia will now read.
We'll read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. In the beginning, God created man in his, God's, image. Creator, spirit, mind, intelligence. The animating divine principle of all that is real and good. Self-existent life, truth, and love. That which is perfect and eternal. The opposite of matter and evil, which have no principle. God, who made all that was made, and could not create an atom or an element the opposite of himself. Spirit is the life, substance, and continuity of all things. We tread on forces, withdraw them, and creation must collapse. Human knowledge calls them forces of matter, but divine science declares that they belong wholly to divine mind, are inherent in this mind, and so restores them to their rightful home and classification. Before human knowledge dipped to its depths into a false sense of things, into belief in material origins, which discard the one mind and true source of being, it is possible that the impressions from truth were as distinct as sound, and that they came as sound to the primitive prophets. The five physical senses are the avenues and instruments of human error, and they correspond with error. These senses indicate the common human belief that life, substance, and intelligence are a unison of matter with spirit. This is pantheism, and carries within itself the seeds of all error. In old scriptural pictures, we see a serpent coiled around the tree of knowledge and speaking to Adam and Eve. This represents the serpent in the act of commending to our first parents the knowledge of good and evil, a knowledge gained from matter or evil instead of from spirit. Life and being are of God. In Christian Science, man can do no harm, for scientific thoughts are true thoughts, passing from God to man. Not materially, but spiritually, we know him as divine mind, as life, truth, and love. We shall obey and adore in proportion as we apprehend the divine nature and love him understandingly. warring no more over the corporeality, but rejoicing in the affluence of our God. Religion will then be of the heart and not of the head. Mankind will no longer be tyrannical and prescriptive from lack of love, draining out gnats and swallowing camels. We worship spiritually only as we cease to worship materially. Spiritual devoutness is the soul of Christianity. We learn in Christian Science that all inharmony of mortal mind or body is illusion, possessing neither reality nor identity, though seeming to be real and identical. The science of mind disposes of all evil. Truth, God, is not the father of error. The Christian Science God is universal, eternal, divine love, which changeth not and causeth no evil, disease, nor death. The spiritual fact and the material belief of things are contradictions, but the spiritual is true, and therefore the material must be untrue. Life is not in matter, therefore it cannot be said to pass out of matter. Matter and death are mortal illusions. Spirit and all things spiritual are the real and eternal. Man is not the offspring of flesh, but of spirit, of life, not of matter. Because life is God, life must be eternal, self-existent. Life is the everlasting I am, the being who was and is and shall be, whom nothing can erase. To mortal mind, the universe is liquid, solid, and aeriform. Spiritually interpreted, rocks and mountains stand for solid and grand ideas. Animals and mortals metaphorically present the gradation of mortal thought, rising in the scale of intelligence, taking form in masculine, feminine, or neuter gender. The fowls which fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven correspond to aspirations soaring beyond and above corporeality to the understanding of the incorporeal and divine principle, love. Mind is the grand creator, and there can be no power except that which is derived from mind. If mind was first chronologically, is first potentially, and must be first eternally, then give to mind the glory, honor, dominion, and power everlastingly due its holy name. Erring power is a material belief, a blind, miscalled force, the offspring of will and not of wisdom, of the mortal mind and not of the immortal. It is the headlong cataract, the devouring flame, the tempest's breath. It is lightning and hurricane, all that is selfish, wicked, dishonest, and impure. Moral and spiritual might belong to spirit, who holds the wind in his fists. And this teaching accords with science and harmony. In science, you can have no power opposed to God, and the physical senses must give up their false testimony. Your influence for good depends upon the weight you throw into the right scale. The good you do and embody gives you the only power obtainable. Evil is not power. It is a mockery of strength, which ere long betrays its weakness and falls, never to rise. All reality is in God and His creation, harmonious and eternal. That which He creates is good, and he makes all that is made. When we learn the way in Christian Science and recognize man's spiritual being, we shall behold and understand God's creation, all the glories of earth and heaven and man.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 9. All glory be to God Most High, and on the earth be peace. The angels sang in days of yore the song that ne'er shall cease till all the world knows peace. Hymn number 9.
He's got it all in control. God's got it all in control. He put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. I've put my life in his hands. Yes, I've put my life in his hands. So every road I walk down, I'm sure it's in his plan. I've put my life in his hands. He holds the stars in the sky.
Let's now sing hymn number 37. City of God, how broad and far outspread the walls sublime. The true thy chartered freemen are of every age and clime. Hymn number 37.
City of God.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 2 Timothy. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.